Father, thank you for this day, for the rain. Certainly, you have your reasons why you do the weather the way you do. And we're really not in charge of a whole lot. We have to respond to what you do, and we're thankful for that, that you love us and that you have great purpose in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. The U word today is a fun one. It's U-K-C-I, I think. U-K-A-S-E. It means an edict by order or by an absolute. There's an absolute that takes place. If you're going to be a leader, you realize something. There are absolutes. And you need to respond to them because you're not going to change them. There is no way to change absolutes. There is no possible way to do that. So good leaders admit that there's absolutes, and they live in the context of the absolute. So what in life, if I were to ask you what's absolute? Well, some of you say I'm in back pain. So it's like, okay, my first response was there's pain in this world. It's not, no, there is pain in this world. I want to promise all of you, you will have injuries, you will have pain, you will suffer. That's not to be morbid. That's to say that that's the way life is. So what you do is you do something to make sure you probably minimize those times, but when they happen, it's not like, oh, poor me, why is my back hurting? Because you're human. And humans have things that happen to them. Now, can I do something to prevent that in the future? Probably. I have a recumbent bike in my basement that I used to exercise on, and every single time I do, I think I hurt my back. So I did. There's a guy up here who said, you want a bike? You can have it. Come over today, I'm giving it to you. So it's out of my house. So that'll be gone. I'll do something about it, but it's not going to solve the back problem. In the Bible, what we do as leaders is we listen for those absolutes from God. And then we respond to them. Simple absolutes, like, is marriage supposed to be something that's permanent? Yes, that's an absolute, no matter what you say. It's. In fact, that is actually how you will find great meaning and enjoyment in marriage, is by knowing the stability of it. You won't find it otherwise. Why? There's an absolute there. That's why the world, as they try and figure out, are men, women, and women, men, I can think, no, there's already an absolute there. And all we do as leaders is point out the absolutes a lot of times. It's like, no, there's guys, there's girls. Well, what about, no, you're making this fuzzy. It's not fuzzy. There are certain things that just are absolute. There's nothing you're going to do to change it. So if there's nothing you're going to do to change it, the thing you have to do is adapt to it. And that's what you look for. You look for those things. And you know what happens after a while? People think you're brilliant. They do. Because you're adapting to what doesn't change. And they're not. And they think, how come I always get into this problem? Because you're not adapting to what doesn't change. Do we know what causes weight gain? Sure we do. So someone says, I can't do anything about it. You know what you're not doing? You're not dealing with the absolutes. There's an absolute here. Do we know why people are overly tired when they don't get sleep? Well, of course we do. There's an absolute there. There's not long you can do that without paying for it. Do we know, does self-centeredness, is anyone supposed to be self-absorbed? No. See, that's an absolute. You're not to live self, because if you are, then what's going to happen? It's going to be a real wreck of a life, honestly. Should anyone lie? No. See, what I do as a leader, what you do as a leader, is we look for the absolutes, and those are the things we base our life on and talk about, but we don't harp on things that aren't absolute or don't matter. You know, how many children should somebody have in their family? I don't know, I'm not going to harp on that. Should everybody have children if they're married? I'm not going to harp on that. I'm not going to say anything, because those aren't absolutes. The church gets in great trouble when they start treating things that aren't absolute as absolutes. Because there's a handful of absolutes that we need to leave that way. So effective leaders actually listen to a call from God, and I want to be very specific on that. They listen to God saying things very specifically. Now, he may not say, get up and go eat lunch, and that's not what I'm saying, but a call from God. Acts 26:14, if you remember when Saul became Paul and he came to Christ, it says, and when he had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in a Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Is it hard for you to kick against the goads? And I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise, stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose. Bam! Reason. Absolute. I'm God. There is no other purpose. I'm going to tell you why I'm here. Why does God even communicate with us? There's a purpose. Don't miss it. It's not a random purpose. It is not. No, there's a specific purpose on why he communicates with you. Why does he communicate with man anyway? He loves you. That's a motivation. He wants you to succeed. So if you're not listening, and he's trying to help you succeed, how are you going to succeed? See, you need to look for him and look for his calling. I don't know how many times in life I have seen that in the last years here. In fact, right now, I can't tell you what it is right now, but it's very interesting. I was saying, God, you need to take care of this. And while I was praying that, a person's name came to my head. I thought, ah, it's random. So I called the person up. I didn't even know their name, actually. Their name didn't come to my head. The position that they used to help came to my head. And it was like the guy who held this position at this place called. I thought, that one, okay. Now, no names, nothing written down. Just for some random reason, he came to my head. So I'm thinking, okay, well, God, either I thought of something I haven't thought about forever, or you want me to deal with this somehow. So I contacted, I said, why don't you come over and have lunch with me? And he said, why? I don't know. Came to my head while I was praying about something. So just come over and let me talk to you. Came over, and I tell you, it's amazing to look at how God is working right now in some circumstances with this guy. And I would have missed it completely. The Holy Spirit will communicate with you. And I'm not saying he's going to communicate verbally with you. He's not going to. Except for those who push him out. But when God says something specifically, and I wouldn't even argue, by the way, that God told me to go talk to that guy. I would just say that position came to my mind. Because there's a lot of things in the Bible that are very specific that you already know that he said. When he says something like, Saul, I have a specific thing I want you to do, what he means is, I have a specific thing I want you to do. And what we as leaders do is respond to the specifics. That's what we do. A lot of times we try and go the easy way rather than the hard way, and those aren't the specific God gives us. Remember Joshua 14. In Joshua 14, I was 40 years old with Moses. Remember this Caleb? I'm going to take that mountain. All right, that's the hard way to do it, God. Why don't you just give me the mountain? Nope, you're going to have to go walk it. How about Joshua before? You're going to have to walk around the city. Yeah, how about just making it fall and I can walk in? Why does God make it hard? Why did Elijah have to dump water on that thing so long? Why would you make life harder? Why would you make it harder for God to work? Yeah, to show who God is. Because otherwise people think you had something to do with it. You know, probably you won't hear a ministry leader tell you that really it's not a bad thing to make it harder so that people can see God clearer. But see, that's what our job is. If anything is absolute in the Bible, it's that you and I need to show people who God is. That's absolute. So if you're not doing that, you're not doing an absolute. And some of the best ways to show who God is through pain, suffering, the impossible. I mean, that's some of the best ways. When our pole building burnt down in November, I was doing a radio program the next day, and I just invited the listeners to watch. I said, I don't know what's going to happen here, but I invite you to watch. And some people thought that was really bold. And I said, why do you think that's bold? I didn't tell you what to watch. I didn't tell you what was going to happen. But here's what I know about God. Here's the absolute thing I know about God. He's doing something. And that's all I'm asking you to do is watch what he's doing. He just watch what he's doing. Boy, you're bold. And I kept thinking, I'm not bold. I know absolutely that he's doing something. And it sounds like a dumb conversation after a while. But we all know. Today, is God doing something? Act like it. Watch it. I mean, how many of you today are going through, you know it's an absolute, you know that God is doing something. You know that God would like to use you to show the world who he is. You know that there's people up here who need to see Jesus. So are you looking for him to do it? Through you. Oh, it might mean you have to walk around the city. It might mean you have to get struck down with a big light. It might mean, you know, I don't know. You know, that's what I struggle with this morning. Honestly, believe it or not, I still struggle. I mean, I'm wrestling through some health issues, and then this morning when my back went out, I thought for a moment, what a piece of garbage. You know, I mean, and immediately it was like, is that an absolute? You know that? Okay, God, all right. See, here's what I know. Here's what I know absolutely. Absolutely, I know this. That God right now could heal my back just by going, boom, done. He could heal my narcolepsy, he could heal. Done. Boom. Over. But he doesn't, for some reason. So what do I know absolutely? That he loves me, that he's got a plan, that I can use this to somehow show people who... That's what I know absolutely. So how do I live then? In the context of the absolute. Not in the context of the, oh, I don't know, what's God doing? I don't know what he's doing. I would like a heel back. I don't know what he's doing. The bottom line really is in all of our lives, there's an absolute. Live as if there is an absolute. You as a leader, that's what you need to do because the whole world is living in a world that's uncertain. So don't you live there. You live in the absolute world, and that's the challenge until we get together again. Is to think, what is the absolute? What is absolute, and how would that affect my behavior? You'd be surprised how it affects your behavior. You'd be surprised. Because, Linda was looking at me, and I'm going, I am so sorry, man. Everything falls apart on this body of mine. And I'm feeling crummy for myself. She understands. Just give him about 10 seconds. He's going to talk himself into the absolute here. And I said, well, then again, this life is painful, isn't it? And things do fall apart. God does love me. All right, I'll walk to work. You know, it may take me 4 days to get there, but I'll get over there. And instead, now you're fine because you're thinking, you know, I don't know what you're doing exactly, God, but you're doing it. And here's what I know about you. You do love. You do have a plan. Everything's going to work in it. So I'm okay. It's not like I got up this morning and said, let's do something stupid and move so my back gets hurt. I didn't do that. I just moved. And it was like, boom. Okay, got it. I'm not saying that you should all the time have an immediate switch that says, oh, good. But I'm not saying, oh, good to this. But what I am saying is the absolute dictates, not the temporal. Let me pray. Father, again, thank you for this group. Please allow them to see what is absolute and adjust their life to it. In Jesus' name, amen.